going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Interview coming up here on this next segment of Building a Winner, and I'm so excited to talk with the manager of the Carolina Mudcats, Mr. Nick Stanley. Nick, thanks for jumping on today on a Saturday.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We are so excited to talk about this Carolina Mudcats team. It feels like every day there are headlines being made about this team, and we cannot get enough of it. But before we get into that, what's a little bit of your background here and how you got hooked up with the Carolina Mudcats? I know you're still pretty green into the management game at single A, but what's your story here? How did you end up to where you are?
Yeah, so eighth year with the Brewers, spent the first five as a hitting coach, started all the way down in the Dominican Summer League and hit a couple stops along the way, transitioned into managing 2 years ago, and this is my second year managing the Mudcats.
Awesome, that's great. Were you a Northwoods leaguer, a Cape Cod league? Did you play any summer ball growing up?
I played in the Valley League in New Market, Virginia.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice.
Yes, sir.
Very nice. Okay, so you know the grind. You know the grind all around. Baseball's all about the grind here. And now you are in with the Carolina Mudcats. You guys are having a phenomenal start to the season. What's it like in the clubhouse just right now? The excitement? Is there a giddiness? Like, just don't even talk about any specific players. Just the culture and the vibe right now of the Carolina Mudcats.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of young energy in there. I think a lot of these guys, a big portion of the group, are experiencing all these things for the first time. So, you know, day to day, there's new things that they need to navigate, and, you know, we're kind of learning one day at a time.
That's another headline we continue to hear about this Carolina Mudcats team is the youth. And you're a pretty young manager yourself here. But how do you adapt to dealing with all the young personalities on this team and really just being so young compared to the rest of the league? How difficult or how easy is it for you to manage just being around a bunch of 19, 20, 21-year-olds?
Yeah, I think, first of all, it's a really good thing to be young and really talented like we are. I think that's what you want. But you just, you don't take anything for granted. You don't assume that anyone has heard something before. And, you know, a lot of times something will happen in the game and it might be the first time that they've experienced it. So you really sort of make sure, no matter how many times you've seen it, you don't take for granted that it's probably their first time experiencing. So you really try to hone in on what the game can teach them and, you know, you get a million chances to learn, and you know we're going to play every night. New things are going to be thrown at us every single night.
Being joined by the manager of the Carolina Mudcats, Nick Stanley, here on the leadoff show on The Fan. You talk about the youth, and it's a good thing to have that young talent and be talented and be young. Have you seen a group from top to bottom here? Have you been a part of any teams that reminded of you? I know we're still early in the year, but through 30 games now in the season, have you been a part of a team where you have felt that you have a team so talented that is also so young at the same time?
Yeah, actually, I think we were the youngest team in the league last year and had some really talented players, Cooper Pratt among them. But I think we've taken it to a new level this year. Jesus Made turned 18 2 days ago, to give you some perspective, and he's not the only 18-year-old on the team. So, yeah, I mean, it's fun. I saw Jackson Churio as an 18-, 19-year-old, but, you know, he was kind of the only one in that mix on the group. But in terms of an entire team being this young, this is a pretty unique situation.
Yeah, and you brought his name up, Jesus Made. He just got released now as the number 6 prospect in baseball with the Baseball America writers. MLB.com has him up there very high in the rankings. Plus, you have a bunch of newcomers to that list as well. How do you manage to have all that attention and all those eyes in a national spotlight when it comes to a prospect list, and you keep these guys focused in so that day in and day out they are executing their job they need to on the field?
Yeah, I think other than doing things like this with the media, I don't know if you notice it at all if you walk through our clubhouse. I think these guys are just trying to figure out how to play professional baseball on an everyday basis, and they're all kind of learning together, which I think helps. If it was one guy going through it alone, it might be a little more difficult, but I don't think they know any different, and they're kind of leaning on each other to get through it, and it's gone well so far.
Yeah, absolutely it has. You guys are having a fantastic start to the year. Let's get into a little bit of the specifics now here. Let's talk about those two that we just talked about on the Baseball America, right? We had Jesus Made, and then just recently up there now as well, Luis Peña coming up here. Some fantastic starts, not just from them this year, but those are obviously two now gaining a lot of national attention. What have you seen a part of their game that you think makes them special, and why there is a lot of national attention surrounding some players on your team?
I think they stand out right away, just physically what they can do. I mean, you don't really see guys at that age who can hit the ball that hard, and then you mix in, you know, their ability to run and play defense. They really do stand out pretty quickly. And then just, like I said, every day is a learning experience, learning how to play baseball at this level and really making adjustments as quick as you can. And they've done a great job, and the attention that they're getting from Baseball America or anybody else is completely justified, because they are that talented and they are that good.
Being joined by Nick Stanley, manager of the Carolina Mudcats, talking a little bit about the situation, the team, the hype that we have right now at Single A Carolina. Other players that maybe we didn't know necessarily too much about haven't gotten some attention here. Is it Adam Chesky? I mean, this guy, we heard him all in spring training, came up with the team. Marco just got named a player of the week as well in division. Who are some guys that you know aren't maybe necessarily getting a spotlight here that you think, hey, they're doing what they need to do, they're going to be a big league ball player one day, because not only are they talented, but they have the correct mindset they need to get to that level?
Yeah, you just mentioned two of them, Josh Adamczewski and Marco Dinn, just really off to great starts. Both those guys, no surprise to anyone sort of within the organization. I think the outside world is kind of starting to take notice. Don't forget about Braylon Payne, our first-round pick last year. Has some incredible tools, one of the fastest players you'll ever see on a baseball field. And he keeps trending up, so, you know, take your pick. There's 5 or 6 guys that you can get really excited about on this roster. Eric Bettanti being another one, you know, a guy who just, for as young as he is and as big as he is, it just don't come across raw power like that. So there's a handful in there.
When you look at the way the roster is constructed, did you think that you guys were going to just destroy every baseball coming your way this year? The OPS leading the International League now, 776. That would be a really good season from a player right now, and you guys have that as a team. What have you been really focusing, honing in on in the hitting department? Is it a lot of guys that they're just doing their own thing and they developed a really good process? Or is it something that you think that the Carolina Mudcats are implementing that can really attribute to that?
No, I think guys come in with their own individual skill sets, and I think once they become a Milwaukee Brewer, we do a good job of sort of funneling them and showing them what's important in their development, and then, you know, we make a plan off of that, and that's what they work on day to day. And every guy's different. You know, some guys, there's obviously some similarities, but we try to take the best of what they do individually and maximize it, what's going to allow them to keep moving forward and eventually become a major league player.
We know a lot about the bats in Carolina. We don't hear a lot about the arms necessarily. Who are some guys that you think we should know about for the future in Milwaukee on the pitching side of things? Because no matter what, it seems like death taxes the Brewers developing arms in the minors. And we haven't heard much from Carolina on that side because the bats seem to be stealing all the thunder.
Yeah, I think the pitching has been under the radar, but possibly equally as good. I mean, Bryce Message is a young guy making his professional debut, you know, out of high school last year. He's throwing the ball exceptionally well. You know, you look at a guy like Miles Langhorne or Tanner Gillis, you know, we've got several guys who have thrown the ball really well. Some of our younger players who have come through our sort of Latin American system, you know, Wandy Torres is a, you know, 6'5" left-hander that really, really good. And then, you know, last night, Melvin Hernandez, who's just kind of keeps getting better and keeps learning how to pitch. So I think the pitching staff has kind of been under the radar, you know, but that's fine and definitely a lot to get excited about on that side of the ball as well.
One more question for you here before I let you go, Nick. I want to talk about just the preparation being in single A, right? So, there's plenty of talent on this roster that you would think that they're not going to all be here this summer. They're going to be moving on up. They're going to maybe go into high A. They might get to double A. Who knows how far you can get when you're having as productive a season as you guys have right now in Carolina. What is the approach when you are the manager at this level down in Carolina? You are off to a fantastic start. You're 21-9 through the 30 games. Congrats on that. But how do you change up the mindset where you're going to have roster turnover, but you got to remain focused and continue to pursue team success throughout the season as well?
Yeah, I think for me, this level is all about building foundations, building routines that they can take with them, you know, wherever they're playing, whatever team they're on, things that are going to help them perform and be available every night. You know, we talk about one of our big things is winning habits. You know, I think that winning games follows winning habits. And if you focus on the right things every day and prepare the right way, then, you know, that talent is going to shine through on the field every night. So we've done a good job so far. And, you know, in terms of when and if the roster turns over, you know, we deal with that when it comes. And whoever comes in or goes out, it's the same thing. Let's prepare the right way. Let's do all the things that are in our control. And then we'll play as hard as we can at 7 o'clock. And whatever happens there happens.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for jumping on here for this quick little hit. I mean, everyone is excited in Milwaukee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Milwaukee talking about this minor league farm system across the board for the Brewers, but the Carolina Mudcats, it's giving very reminiscent vibes of when Weeks and Hart and Fielder were all coming up at the same time, and there's a lot of excitement around here. Keep doing what you're doing because it's working up in Milwaukee.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the time this morning.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.